Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. It is Black Monday. Could the Titans be participating? Jared Stillman joined the show, and he said, per a league source, don't count it out. Don't count out Mike Vrabel being fired. But also what Jared reported is that Mike Vrabel intends to propose to Amy Adams Strunk, bringing in a third person to oversee he and Rand Carthon, essentially bringing in another person that has final say. Mike Vrabel can kind of take a step back from the GM duty side of things. He wants to say, he wants to have a seat at the table, but he does not want to be the Titans general manager. Joining us to break it all down is Joe Rexrow. Joe, appreciate you for joining us. We've had a bunch of reports from national insiders to our very own Jared Stillman. What do you make of what has happened and what could happen today for the Tennessee Titans?
Well, it's good to be with you guys. I'll be honest with you. I thought that by the time we talked today, you know, Caroline and I were texting this morning, I thought that we would know the outcome. So the fact that we don't know the outcome, gives me pause, but I think it's pretty clear that I shouldn't say it's clear, but I think it has been trending toward some kind of a separation with Mike Vrabel and the Titans. What that looks like, is there the potential for actually some kind of a trade? Are we talking about a termination? I don't know exactly. But from last night, kind of said on our show a few times this morning, you know, buckle up today, folks. I heard some things that made me think that maybe Mike Vrabel won't be the coach of the Tennessee Titans much longer, but we'll see. I mean, I think that there are conversations today. It was obviously a strange day with the Titans having the locker room open with players and then no Vrabel presser. There's always a Vrabel or a coach presser, you know, on locker clean-out day. I don't know for sure what's going to happen, but that is where I believe things have been trending pretty heavily.
You said you heard some things that made you feel that Mike Vrabel won't be the coach moving forward. Are those things that you can share?
No.
I mean, well, what are you good for, Joe?
I know, exactly.
Let's question it this way. I don't know if you heard Jared's theory, which I think is plausible, what he is reporting, and he says he has a league source, is that Vrabel was saying, I would like a new structure, a new infrastructure, put a person above me and Ran, and let's have another football person. I'll take a back seat on that. Let me just coach the team. Do you think that makes sense and is a possible way that he could stay if they buy it?
Yeah. So I heard the tail end of Jared, so I think I have the gist of it. Yeah, it's interesting. I haven't heard that. That's a really interesting scenario. I mean, I'm trying to think about like how Rand Carthon would take that.
Right, we've talked about that a lot. That would be a part of the equation that would certainly reflect on him, and he would have to basically say, okay, do I want to stay? But I don't think he has much leverage in there, but it would sort of fall in line with some of the speculation. Let's take Michael Lombardi last week and his rant on his GM shuffle, where he's like, they want to keep, originally he was saying, he was acting as if Vrabel was a free agent at the end of the season. They want to keep Vrabel, but they don't like what they're doing there. He doesn't like the setup. This would fall in line with that and sort of say, here's what I think we could do with the setup that could work. If you don't like that, then I'm probably not happy, and you might want to go in another direction. That sounds to me how you're sort of putting it in Amy Adams' Strunk lap.
Yeah, I mean, imagine that Amy Adams Strunk, that's what he proposed, and then she agreed. Like, how do Vrabel and Rand work together after that? You know what I mean? I mean, because Vrabel is, it's understandable if Vrabel, I can buy some of this. Like, wants to focus on coaching, wants to be involved, but doesn't want to be Belichick. But, you know, so for his perspective, that would be fine. But again, what you are saying is, I don't have confidence in Rand, so someone needs to watch over him. You know, how would that be a good collaboration, you know, if that were the setup? Yeah, look, I just, I mean, there's been so much smoke here from so many different places about his discontent. And obviously this last weekend, a few things. I mean, we were talking about it, some of the other reporters yesterday, even like his post game was a little strange, you know, yesterday. And I know that's like maybe reading into things, but, I can't imagine that actually being seriously entertained. And if not, then, I mean, to me, it gets to the question of, you could just carry on and then, stick it out, man. You're under contract. Suck it up. I just don't see how that's a good thing for anyone. You could, do the termination thing. You could try to do the trade thing. It's a bad situation, And I don't think at this point anyone can try to look at this and just dismiss all this noise as, like Vrabel did last week, talking about the Tooth Fairy. I mean, there's real stuff out here.
Yeah, you're right about that. Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus
Tooth
and stuff
Fairy's
like
real,
that.
Tooth Fairy's
real, by the way. Children's exactly. program.
Thank you. Exactly.
But, I mean, if you look at it, people should have saw this coming, Joe, because of, you go back to last season and how things started to, sort of fall out of place. Let's say that with the firing of your GM. And then you enter the season with the GM, and now it seems like it wasn't even the GM that you wanted, meaning the head coach. And it was a forced marriage in a sense. And it's not like he has something against the current GM, but it's more so in line with the owner and management of this is who you said was going to be in place. Now all of a sudden you did a 180 and you go with this guy. I have nothing against this guy, but if you're telling me this is who the guy is going to be and then you go and hire someone else, how do I have faith in you as a head coach to do the things you're supposed to be doing moving forward? So why would he want to be here?
And that's a really interesting, angle to this whole thing is the Carthon mention. I think I heard you and Jared talking about it. Yesterday on the pregame show, I want to make sure I have it right. Pelissero at NFL.com mentioned, Carthon as and Vrabel, of course, worked with him. I just figured they were going to move on to something new, and not keep Robinson's number two as the guy. But I did reach out to Cowden, and he didn't want to talk about this, as you might expect. But that's – you're right, D-Mace. I mean, if that was actually your expectation, if you actually were led to believe that, and then it was sort of sprung on you, this other guy, that to me, that's tough. I mean, if that's how it went down, then I get Vrabel not being happy. And I'll say this too, I still can't believe that when Vrabel went to New England, that when he was making those comments about it's not here like this, I still can't believe that he was actually intending to subtweet the Titans. I think he was mostly praising this amazing championship organization he was part of. But, I mean, you add it all together, and it does look a little different to me.
And whether he intended to or not, the fact that we're still bringing it up, what, a month, 2 months later, that there have been several people both in Nashville and nationally that have questioned what he said, whether he intended to do that or not, he did.
Yes. No, there's no question. Well, it's like I agree with the idea that you just don't say something like that because it can be interpreted that way.
Right.
So even if he didn't mean to, that caused serious. And if you're Amy Adams Strunk and you hear that, again, whether he intended or not, what are you thinking?
All right, so Joe, let's take this meeting that they're going to have, and they don't really see eye to eye. Amy's like, I don't know about hiring another whole guy. That's a big investment. I like Rand, whatever it might be. They don't see eye to eye. You've got sort of a coach that is sort of put you in a corner and forced you to make a tough decision here. I do think he is a big asset. He's got 2 years left on his contract. At the same time, it's very difficult, I would say, to trade. It doesn't happen very often, trading a coach. But wouldn't you think, try to get something for the fact that he is an asset would be a smart approach?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it seems like you would think that that you could get a return. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and frankly, I think that's one of those things that, I mean, look, the noise coming out of New England, it's been weeks now. So, I mean, that to me is like an opportunity to at least have some off-the-record conversations about whether that's actually real or not. And then, you know, what about anybody else out there? So yes, it is. It's not as easy as snap your fingers and make it happen. But I think that if it ends up that, like, Mike Vrabel is terminated and there's no return, then I think there's going to be I think some people are just going to be happy that Vrabel's gone if he's gone, right? I mean, I think some of the fan base has turned on him. Look, you lose 18 out of 24 games. I get that. But I think a lot of fans, and to me rightfully, would be upset if there's no return. And if it's just off he goes, and eventually I do believe he'd get a head coach, I think. I'd be surprised if he didn't get a head coach job. Maybe it's time to finally fulfill his destiny at Ohio State. I mean, I don't know. Well, you know, we'll have to see.
Joe?
Sorry, Ryan Day. You should be trembling in your
clothes. Don't start it again, Joe. Don't
start with that. But Joe, I do think exploring it, the question would be, how long would you give yourself to explore it? Because it's, like you said, it's very complicated. But I do come back to this. I think he is an asset. But if you're sitting there in May and you can't find a trade partner, then you're slowing your whole process up, right? You're missing out on other candidates. And then here's the other part of it. Who does the search? Like, who you got to go back into the – you got to put your satchel on and go out into the wilderness and come back with the coach. That's not easy to do.
Right. Well, as far as exploring it, that should have been happening, right? I mean, you know, think
behind
about
the GM, scenes, you're saying you should be already vetting that and seeing what's out there.
Yeah. I mean, GMs talk all the time about players, right? All through a season. They'll have a conversation in early in the season, and then the trading deadline's months later, and then something happens, right? I mean, to me, that's how it should have been going. And, no, what was your second part there, Willie?
Well, when you're doing that, you're sitting there going at the same time, it takes me a while to actually execute a trade, how much time am I costing myself losing the opportunity to really get after the next set of head coaches that would be out there?
Yeah, I mean, you have to be in this hiring. You have to be competitive in this hiring cycle with the pool of coaches that other franchises are after. So, I mean, it's bang, bang to me. And, you know, as far as going out and getting a coach, I mean, look, if it turns out that it's out, then to me it's Rand Carthon, right? I mean, Rand Carthon is – I think there's clarity moving forward that Rand Carthon will be essentially what John Robinson was in this organization, and he will go hire the coach. And it will be Rand Carthon, GM, and we're all going to know who's making decisions on players, right? Which, I mean, I think, and I do think that, as has been discussed so much on your show, our show, every show, you know, I do think that the idea for this hazy collaboration thing just was problematic. It was just a bad idea. So, but I think that the finding the coach, again, if there's not going to be some other person brought in who would be a head or another football person, he's it. Right. I mean, he and, you know, obviously he has a staff, but I think it's Rand picking the coach.
Who do you think Amy Adams leans on away from the people that in the building? Like, if she just wants outside perspective and she's trying to say, okay, what do we think of Vrabel? How do I go about this? These are big decisions. Who's her inner circle?
That's a great question. I really don't know. I mean, obviously there's family, Kenneth. I mean, there's family members. And, you know, is there anybody – there are some long-time employees here. Obviously, like, Vin Marino's been around a long time, you know, but, I mean, Bert Nyhill is the president. But, you know, he's not really – he's more on the business side of things and not really the football side of things, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's a little bit different than it was in the past. So that's a great question, Willie, you know, because I think you really need that and you need – you need as much of that as possible, checks and balances. And I don't know. I mean, that would be – there's a great question for her at a press conference to be named later that I would hope that she would at some point take part in.
All right, Joe, I'm going to put you on the spot here. If you were Amy Adams Strunk, what would you do? How would you proceed? And what do you think Amy Adams Strunk actually will do?
Well, I mean, I would have a very frank conversation because I know that Mike Vrabel said last week, yeah, I want to be here if we can win. And, you know, he gave the answer. But I would be having a very frank conversation. Like, are you 100% in? Or are you like, if you're 99.9, then we need to move on. Mm-hmm. So that's first of all. Now, if I get back, yes, I want to make this work, then I mean, I'm not doing anything. I mean, I don't think that Mike Vrabel should be fired. I don't think they both should be fired. I don't think Rand Carthon should be fired. You know, but I think we'd all agree, and I heard you guys talking earlier, and I totally agree. You know, if it happens to be Vrabel Carthon next year, then, you know, hot seats for both. Yeah, I think especially Vrabel, but sure. You know, like, it didn't have a great first offseason together, have to have a much better one. But I would not be looking to move on from Mike Vrabel. And again, if I was, I would absolutely hope that I could recoup some assets in the process. Look, I suppose if I'm Amy Adams Strunk and I don't feel confident that Mike Vrabel's all in, and I feel like he, whatever it is, feels betrayed, isn't confident in the way things are going or whatever, then I mean, at some point, I guess you have to do it, right? Mm-hmm. But another thing, and that's, we come back to that, and again, you're putting me in her shoes, but if that's the case, then it's on her just as much as if she just fires him, to me.
Totally. She's responsible for this marriage.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, if there is that feeling that has been out there, you know, with various reports of Vrabel feeling, again, maybe betrayed's too strong a word, but, you know, passed over, not communicated with, whatever. Man, that's a big mistake on her part.
Joe Rexroad, appreciate your time. Appreciate you for joining us, especially on a day that is such a whirlwind as much as it has been today. But we appreciate you very much, Joe, and we'll be listening tomorrow morning.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me. Hopefully we'll know something about something.
Yeah, go Buckeyes.
There you go. O-H. O-H.
I appreciate you, Joe. And look, I know that a lot of people probably feel the same way. You can't move on from Mike Vrabel. He's a great coach. You can't move on from Rand Carthon. It's only his first year. Let him cook. Give him some time. But after everything that has gone down, especially over the last 24 to 48 hours, how do you move forward with the status quo?
You can't. I mean, I'm not going to say you can't, but if you choose to and it doesn't work, then we're going to be back discussing the same thing next year. You know, again, Mike is a good coach, but he's not the organization. He's not the franchise. I didn't hear this much, you know, talk about please don't let a coach go with Mike Mularkey. And Mike Mularkey did a hell of a job at stabilizing his franchise after the whole Ken Whisenhunt mess. He came in and stabilized it afterwards, and nobody was screaming and yelling, we need to keep Mike Mularkey. We need, because somebody, it's like, listen, the coach isn't the organization. The coach isn't the franchise, okay? Does he help? Absolutely. Is he a good coach? Absolutely. But y'all act as if this man's won 10 Super Bowls, been in like, 10 AFC championships. He's just been killing it. Like, he's been the next Bill Belichick.
He gets more benefit of the doubt than Bill Belichick.
Exactly.
Gets.
So it's like, calm yourself. Like, these are business decisions. If you don't think one player is bigger than an organization, one coach isn't big in an organization, okay? It's unfortunate that it's gotten here. And it's gotten here, one, because of probably the decisions that the owner chose to make with the last GM and all of this stuff that is coming out. And we could probably speculate that some of it has come out by the way of the head coach. So obviously there's something going on here. If it's this much of a problem, then maybe we just need to part ways with you. And listen, we may have a down season. Hell, we're going to have a down season probably with you at the helm, so it don't matter. But, yeah, we may be in that valley for a while, but eventually we'll come back up. But there's no one coach that is bigger, especially not in this situation, bigger than the organization. Is Vrabel a good coach? Absolutely, he's a good coach. But you can't hold on to some coach because, somebody else going to get him. If that was the case, you shouldn't have let go Mike Mularkey. Or you shouldn't have let go other coaches that you have. It's like, that's business. That's the NFL. Coaches come and coaches go. You hire knowing that you're going to get fired one day. But people are making this, you can't let Vrabel. Oh, my God. Why not? Why not? What has he done? Name to me the things he's done. Name them. Other than AFC
Championship game.
Okay.
Number one seed in the AFC.
Okay.
Two division titles.
In a division that was horrid.
Two division titles.
In a division that was horrid.
That counts.
They still count.
In a division that was horrid. And you should have won last year, but you didn't because you couldn't beat the team at the end.
If the Patriots can move on from Bill Belichick, anyone can move on from anyone.
Anyway, that's the way I look at it. It's like, I'm not advocating for him to be fired. I think he's a good coach, but he's not bigger than the organization. He'll tell you that. He's not bigger. And again, if there's a bunch of smoke here, so there's some fire, and maybe he's been the one that sort of, you know, is fanning a fire on the side.
Oh, we know
through everybody
fire.
Else.
How they decide to put out that fire is the question. Yeah. Right into your thoughts on this coming up next. Preds fans, don't miss Wednesday night's Smashville live show at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue at 6 p.m. You can see your Predators star players up close and personal. Plus, get autographs and pictures. This week's special guests are Yuso Parsonen and Philip Tomasino. Smashville Live is brought to you by Black Abbey Brewing Company. Caroline Willie D. Mays. We're brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet.